Well, depending upon the weather this weekend, you might be planning on spending some of your holiday working on the landscaping and maybe even trying to wrangle some of those invasive plants. Butch Kelly, he's a volunteer with the Virginia Native Plant Society, here to help us work our way through those invasive plants. Butch, before we talk about those, let's start first with what is the Native Plant Society?
The Virginia Native Plant Society is a group of folks from all over the state, of which we have 12 local chapters, and they are dedicated to try to propagate and protect native plants.
Before we get to the native plants, let's talk about those that are non-native and particularly invasive. We unfortunately have quite a few of those in our area, don't we?
Yes, we do.
What are some of the ones we have?
Some of the worst ones we have, I would say, would be tree of heaven, bush honeysuckle, kudzu, of course. Some others that a lot of folks hear about would be autumn olive, which grows in pasture fields. It's a real scourge. And our lovely bamboo. And some of the worst that we have in the forested areas and even along some of our highways would be garlic mustard and crown vetch.
As we get out there here as we work our way through the summer, we're trying to manage our gardens and things like that. What are the best ways to handle these invasive plants? Because it seems like one season you can pull it up, and next season here comes that invasive plant again.
The big thing is to keep mowed down as much as possible. And you just mentioned pulling. As labor-intensive as that is, that's a good way to try to control them, is by pulling constantly. And you have to pull them before the seeds come out, because once the seeds are viable, they get loose in the environment, into any little disturbed area across the street or a neighbor or in a place in your yard that you haven't planted yet, and you're going to be in tough shape.
Now, this time of year, I presume a lot of them have probably already flowered and have the viable seeds there. So
yes.
What should we do? Just wait now and manage it later on?
Well, you probably could pull them, but you're going to have some seeds get loose, and they can stay in the ground 3, 4, 5 years. So you might be pulling the same plants, species up continuously for 4 or 5 years to get them under control.
Are all of these plants, are they the type that have the runners that get all over the place?
Not all of them. Many of them just disperse by seeds. Some of them disperse by the rootstock going far from where they were originally planted or where the seed was dropped. Japanese knotweed is one of those that the runners just go for long distances, so it's difficult. Kudzu has extremely deep roots. You're talking 20, 30 feet in the ground.
Wow. What is it that we should be doing or thinking about to conserve the native plants, the plants native to Virginia?
Well, you can go to native nurseries, and you can find that on the website with the Virginia Native Plant Society. And try to propagate as many native plants as you can, and know what is non-native and invasive, and try to steer clear of those. Some nurseries still sell things that are big problems. A good example is burning bush, which is, there is a native burning bush, but the non-native has become a real problem. So just try to make sure that you know what you're buying is native. Birds recognize the native plants. They use the native plants. A lot of times they don't recognize the non-native, and so the non-native aren't utilized by wildlife.
Butch Kelly, Virginia Native Plant Society, thank you very much. You can find this conversation online at WVTF.org, plus a link to their website, and I've perused their website. A lot of great information there if you're into gardening, landscaping, and the like.